Hello, everyone, and welcome to this epic special episode of the EdTech Podcast, where I announce the launch of the inaugural The EdTech Podcast Festival. I know, pretty exciting, right? 2 years ago, the first three episodes of the EdTech Podcast looked at how education and technology had changed in Hackney, London over the past 20 years, becoming a centre of excellence. Now, at over 100 episodes in, I'm delighted to be launching our festival back here in Hackney, home to such a diverse community of EdTech companies, schools, universities and cultural institutions to explore how learning is changing and how we can support that change.
Yay!
For anyone paying attention, you'll know that Hackney is home to EdTech accelerators, university campuses, world-class museums and cutting-edge employers, as well as the original Mossbourne Academy. Plexel is an award-winning startup zone right in the heart of the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park and will be the home to our festival. I can't wait! So, what can we announce? Well, the one-day festival will take place on Saturday, September the 22nd, and will be attended by a mix of 200 educators, education leaders, policymakers, technologists, investors, learners, and media. Already we have JISC, the University of Southampton, and many others already signed up. Like the podcast itself, the aim of the festival is to improve the dialogue between ed and tech for better innovation and impact through storytelling. Some of the features announced include a live podcast stage featuring a community of edu podcasters, including Teacher Toolkit, Debate Mate, and six formers from School 21. A pop-up bookshop run by the Wellcome Collection and featuring book signings and chats from authors including Global Teacher Prize nominees and learning design specialists. A series of educator workshops run by past app podcast EdTech guests, including everything from top tips for saving teacher time and supporting your school improvement plan to Oracy, Flip Classroom and the latest guidance on using digital technologies in the classroom. A series of EdTech workshops, including everything from a clinic to assess how efficacious your product is, what legal problems you should worry about, how to get your service out there, and how to co-create with teachers and put learner-centred design at the heart of what you do. A maker's yard, including hands-on learning experiences, including coding, making, 3D printing, and design thinking, including the chance to work with Imperial College's pop-up makerspace. A high street of innovation featuring new takes on solving real problems in teaching and learning from early years to higher education and beyond into the world of work. A series of meetups to increase your personal learning network, including intros to communities across government, international edtech, teacher CPD and the new cultural park partners, UCL, Here East, LLDC and more. And for those stressed out entrepreneurs and time poor teachers, some lunchtime mindfulness walks around the beautiful Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park, and of course a big final festival networking party to end the day. The EdTech Podcast Festival has been developed after extensive conversations with school CPD leads and festival partners. The festival is delighted to count among its supporters the following organisations: Here East, LLDC, Educate, USISA, Research Schools Network, Bethnal Green Ventures, Emerge Education, United Learning, Women Ed and Women EdTech, Association for Learning Technology and many others. I don't want the festival to be another conference. I want it to be a chance to get you excited again, to connect you with whoever you need to be connected to realise your goals and support you, and to have a fun and memorable time with like-minded people focusing on making an impact in teaching and learning. Most importantly, tickets are now available, so go and check out the edtechpodcast.com/festival and make sure you use the code EDUPAL, that's EDUPAL, at the checkout. Keep looking out for updates, and if you're in the UK or thereabouts and you've enjoyed listening into the EdTech Podcast, I do hope to see you there.